The issue isn't the logistics. The issue is if you read the administrative procedures law that dictates how rules are adopted. There are requirements where you have to give notice. There are days that have to be counted. And when you take that out, the time sequence that starts with public hearings is very well defined. And when you get to a point where you're trying to get rules adopted by a certain deadline, it becomes very difficult to inject in a new hearing. So for example, we want to get out the information that's needed by practitioners. You've heard that here tonight. We want to get information out, the best rules that we can. We're trying hard to do that by having additional information. I've already pushed the envelope to the extent where if we don't have rules sometime by February, people aren't going to have the forms and what they need to comply with the tax and file the tax. I have a statutory responsibility to meet that deadline. So when you back in from that date, you have very little wiggle room in terms of how you can advance notice, and I have to give advance notice of hearings of certain dates. You fall outside that window. Now, the hearings that we had here, we scheduled and had been looking to do these in advance. So we had notification, and we were able to continue them. That was the issue. And if we were to go and we pushed our adoption schedule back on the rules to accommodate, you know, these three hearings. Now, if we were to do them in other areas and we were only requested to do them after, you know, I think it was like the 17th or 18th, we have to push it back even further, and then we don't meet the deadline. So it's the deadline of being able to have the forms out in time for people to fill in that was problematic. It's not that we don't want to do them, and it's not that we wouldn't have done them. If somebody had asked us to do a hearing on this in the summer, we'd have been down there. The frustration for us is, usually when you have rules hearings at the Department of Administration, you have five people that will come in that will talk about the rules. Now, I know that this has been something that has developed beyond that, and there's a lot of interest. So that's why I have tried to make as much effort as I can to get, you know, more input. The other determining factor is we have, as I said earlier, since the beginning of the summer, been getting a lot of input from around the state on the website. We have a lot. But the North Country does not have the web access that the rest of the state has. And we're trying to give them an accommodation. And quite frankly, they asked before anybody else, and we were able to get these. And they asked if we would do three, and I'm accommodating that. Had I been asked earlier.
Did they ask prior to the hearing in Concord?
Yes, they have.
They did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
I thought it was very exceptional to have folks step up from Exeter and Nashua,
yeah.
And I was looking forward to hearing.
And believe me, I can't stress enough how much we appreciate the people coming to what's been scheduled here and giving us these comments.
I can't stress enough the number of LLCs in the southern tier of the state that can't be here tonight.